Talktainment Radio, Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This Is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. I want to know, how's your holiday season going? And I will tell you right now, a Libby holiday, no chestnuts roasting up in here. I like cashews. What I want to do with you today is I want to talk to you about some of the traditions that we practice. And this is not one of those shows where conversations with you where I'm going to tell you, don't eat the fats, don't eat the sugar, don't drink the wine. I'm not going to tell you, shame on you, bad person. Nah, we're getting ready to throw down. It's holiday season. What I will suggest is you do everything in moderation, have a good time, and get back on your bicycle when it's time to get started. You know those promises you make every year? You know those ones? Did you lie this year? Don't worry about it. We got a whole nother opportunity here. So right now, I'm in the Midwest, and it's cold. What's that song? Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah, it's that. Yeah, that's the truth. And what I want to do now is use whychristmas.com, okay? Because there are people who get depressed and pressure, and they get frenzied, and they have road rage and all that stuff, right? During this holiday season. And why? Well, we can knock off some of that. Some people just aren't happy, and some people want to be happy and they don't know where to start. This might help a little bit. What makes your season bright? Why are you doing what you're doing? And you can change it if you want. Let me show you what I'm talking about. WhyChristmas.com has some information that I'm going to share with you about little things and where it happened and why we're still doing it is up to you. Because if you don't want to do it anymore, do something else. I told you. I think I took and told you. Ain't no chestnuts roasting up in here. I like cashews. Okay? I like cashews. So what we'll do is this. Let's find out where candy canes come from. It says here at whychristmas.com that candy canes originated in Germany about 250 years ago. And they started out as straight white sugar sticks. Okay? And a choir master in about the year 1670 was worried about the children sitting quietly through the long Christmas nativity service. So he gave them something to keep them busy and to keep them quiet. He wanted to remind them of Christmas. And yet what he did was, instead of using the candy sticks like long like this, he made a J so that it would remind them of the shepherds. And it would keep their mind also occupied during this whole nativity service. And then it's the shepherd's crook, right? So, you know, children with their imaginations. And that sort of reminded them of the baby Jesus. And so he used that to keep them quiet. Now, see what I'm talking about? Now, I love peppermint canes. I eat my fill of them during this season. And then when it's over, it's over. So I'm going to say that I'm thankful for the sugar canes. And yet I now know where it came from. And I can consider whether or not I want to do that again or if I want to do something else. You know, peppermint comes in all kinds of ways, shapes and sizes and soft and hard. And, you know, just choose. What makes your season bright? That's what I want to know. Now, I want you to call me, 1-877-932-9766 if you want, and talk to me about your traditions. Have you created new traditions? Are you still going with the old? Are you out there chasing a Christmas tree yet? It's okay. If a Christmas tree makes you happy, put your Christmas tree up. Know why the Christmas tree exists for us. And also, is this a family tradition? Or are you just following suit because you've been conditioned to do this every year? I mean, do you have to have a great big ginormous tree? Or are you interested in just decorating something around your house? This is what I'm talking about. What makes you happy? I think that's pretty much it. Now let me tell you something else. Sometime around 1900, the red stripes for the peppermint came into play. They added flavor to it, which is the peppermint or the wintergreen. And it says that sometimes after the Christmas, then they were, they became part of this, of the whole holiday season. And of course, I said earlier that the J could represent Jesus. The white represents the purity of Jesus. And the red is the blood he shed when he died on the cross. That's why you have the red and white peppermint canes. The peppermint flavor can represent the hyssop plant, and that was used for purifying in the Bible when they had services for in the Bible, and they would use hyssop to purify. And that's why the peppermint cane has its flavor, fragrance, and the look that it does. It's kind of nice when you think about it. I wanted to know more about colors. You know, this time of year, we are bombarded with color, like just blazing color. When you go into the stores, it's right here in your face. You can't help it. You turn left or right. It's either gold or purple or green or red or shiny and, right in your face. And you just want to go, oh, and you start getting your card out and you start feeling happy again. It's a marketing strategy. It's wonderful. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to just get in, as we say, kadap in the middle of it and enjoy it. But know why you're doing it, what it's for, how it works, how it affects you, and then use some good common sense, and then go shopping if that's what you want to do. I heard a lot of people are shopping online, it's like, I ain't going out there. However, part of Libby's holiday season is to get out there and just watch everybody go nuts. I love it because I'm not going out there to go nuts. I am very good about having a list of things I want. And I bring that list of things home already filled in. I've checked everything off, making a list and checking it twice. All right. So then when I get home, I don't have to worry about being naughty or nice. Okay. I got this. So let's look at the colors. The colors of Christmas are green, red, gold, white, blue, and purple. And I told you, you can see it everywhere. Everything's twinkling right now. But pay attention that Western, Northern, European traditions and customs is where this comes from. You see, Christmas is in the middle of winter, and it's dark and it's cold. So you want everything to be nice and bright and shiny and all of that, because in the northern areas, it's cold and dark. The evergreen plants, such as holly and ivy and mistletoe, have been used for thousands of years to brighten up buildings during the long, dark winter. That's why the colors. See what I mean? Know that when you go anywhere and you see the color, I love this time of year because of all the lights and everything out on the decorations, all out on outside on the houses and stuff. I love that. I miss it when they start taking it down. However, according to the colors of Christmas, and you can look it up, let's do this. Romans exchanged evergreen branches during January as a sign of good luck And the ancient Egyptians used to bring palm branches into their houses during midwinter for the midwinter festivals. So they used palms. So everybody didn't come from the north doing this. They have their own, which is really why I wanted to talk with you about this today. Because I want you to think about what holiday time means for you. Take the stress off of tradition. And I'll do it until I make you laugh. There ain't no chestnuts roasting up in here. So there's another piece of information about the colors. It's like, in many parts of Europe during the Middle Ages, paradise plays were performed. And that was often on Christmas Eve. And they told Bible stories for people who couldn't read. So they just tell stories. And the paradise tree, which is represented as in the Garden of Eden, was normally a pine tree with red apples tied on it. That's where you get the concept of the red on the trees. There's treats on the trees as well. The red represented the blood of Jesus. And then the red also represented the color of the bishop's robes. Yeah, his name was Saint Nicholas. And he wore these beautiful red robes. And then later on, that became Santa's uniform. You get me? So that being said as well, I just want you to know where this stuff is coming from. Watch this. Now, gold is the color of the sun and light. So both are very important in the dark winter. And both red and gold are all the colors of fire, and that keeps you warm. So when you have the red and you have the gold, the light of the sun, it brings a feeling of warmth to you, doesn't it? Oh, I gotta tell you this, where I'm at, where I live, this morning sunrise was so amazing. One moment it was just dark, and then the next moment this brilliant bright light, just, it was amazing. Do you pay attention to that stuff? It makes you feel so good. That was before coffee. Yeah, I drink a little coffee every once in a while. Folks who know me know I don't overdo it, but I'm not telling you don't do it. You know, I've talked with you all year long about the things you could and should do. I have suggestions that you might try. We're at the end of this year, 2018. I'm just going to tell you, you know better. And when you know better, you do better. So that being said, I needed to shift. It was such a beautiful sunrise. But again, gold is one of the gifts that was given to Jesus by the wise men, one of the wise men. And they also used it for the star. You know, whenever you see any commercials about that beautiful star that the wise men followed, it's usually has a goldish cast to it. Now, the colors of Christmas, one of them is white, and that one is associated with purity and peace in Western culture. Keep it in mind, we're talking Western culture. What's your culture? What do you do? The snow of winter is very, very, very white, okay? And so white paper wafers were sometimes used on the paradise trees. So now you got your white on the trees and your red on the trees, and the tree is pine. So there are those colors for you for the holiday season. Blue is often associated with Mary, mother of Jesus. And during medieval times, blue dye and paint were more expensive. So it's more expensive than gold. So worn only by royal families. Yeah, royal hunty. Very rich people were the only ones who could use the blue. Therefore, Mary's attire was very, very important. And she being so very important. This represents the sky. It represents the heaven. And, of course, Mary would get honored for that. Mother of Jesus. There's one more called, let's see, purple. Purple, I love purple. I do. And they've got wonderful ornaments made with purple color. And purple is used during Advent. and sometimes blue with most churches for the color for the altar cloth. When you go to the churches, it's usually what you're going to see. And the reason is this all came from Western practices. If you're going to do your Christmas and your holiday celebrations, then let's get an idea of what that is. So I wanted to tell you real quickly, because that's important also, that Talktainment Radio has some wonderful, wonderful programming. And what I want you to do is remember that TalktainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, and religion, politics. Now, I want to share some of these because over this whole year, you've had an opportunity to enjoy these. But I want to make sure you're aware that Don Karema, with Conversations with Don Karema, you have Real Men, Pastor Banks, you have The Kinsman with Malek Haru, and Blue Mood Saturday with Ed Dozier. You got Super Cool with Kahari and Aharo. Pretty much anything you want to listen to. Stacy Wiggins has Wiggins World of Wellness if you want to get straightened out real quick. Now, you can go to TalktainmentRadio.com and you click on programs for your scheduled times. And Talktainment Radio is radio the way it should be heard. Talking about the holiday, how do you make your holiday bright? How do you make your season bright? Are you going to be stressed out? I hope not. You don't have to. You might take a little breather if you realize where some of these traditions and practices take place. Okay, so let's talk about mistletoe. Ooh, I'm going to get caught up under some mistletoe because you get the kisses. Well, the mistletoe is a plant that usually hangs in trees originally from branches in trees. And so you've got willow, apple, and oak trees where mistletoe would be hanging. And then when it comes to the hanging mistletoe in those trees, this goes back to the time of the Druids. And it was actually used to ward off evil spirits. Now, how do you go from warding off evil spirits to collecting kisses during the holiday season? I don't know. However, based on what I've been shown, it brings good luck to some and it has a little mystical power to it. So it's a sign of love and friendship. Now, that's Norse, N-O-R-S-E, Norse mythology. And so kissing under the mistletoe comes from England. Just, that's not a bad one for somebody else's culture. We can do that. All right. The name, and there are two words for mistletoe. They're Anglo-Saxon words. Mistle, are you ready for this? Dung, D-U-N-G. Yeah, I said that. And the second part of it is called a twig or stick, which is tan, T-A-N. So what it really amounts to, mistletoe, is about poo on a stick. I'm just saying, I read it. You can go look it up for yourself. It's okay. So poo on a stick. How do you go from poo on a stick to collecting kisses? I don't get it. However, I'm not fighting it. I'm just going to tell you that I'd rather be celebrating kisses. Okay. Not the poo on the stick. Also, it was used as English decor as the kissing bough, B-O-U-G. Now let's talk about that Yule log. Before I do, I got to share this with you. I don't know why, but I hear it every year that that fruitcake, most people don't eat it, but they put them out there every year. And I am one of those people that will go buy one and take it to my mother's house because it's tradition. When we were children, it was there. I didn't eat it then. When she set everything out, made it look so fun. peppermint candy was in that one dish. You know that one dish, the one candy dish that you don't touch it except during the holidays, and be careful when you do. Oh, thank you, Aunt Fanny. I remember. And then, that it's just, but it's tradition. I don't know where that comes from. I'm going to find out, though. I won't say that anymore. Somebody might really like fruitcake. But anyway, considering the fruitcake thing came up, the Yule log was the one that caught my eye. The Yule logs was really, truly, really an entire tree that was carefully chosen and burned. It was brought in the house with a great ceremony. And then there are like different chemicals that you can use to make it smell good. This is the Yule log, okay? When you imagine this, a great big tree, a piece of tree in the house. And what they do is they would use different colored flames by pouring different substances on the log. So potassium nitrate would make a violet color. Barium nitrate would make the apple green color. Borax would make the green, the real vivid green color. And then table salt would make bright yellow. And this is another way of making the season bright. That's just, you know, that's one way. And I wanted you to know, this is the stuff that you're practicing. You got your fireplaces going. And if you use certain substances, you can have your flames change different colors. Be careful. And make sure that when you leave the house, make sure all your flames are all out. Make sure this is safe. You know how Libby is. Make sure your lights are out. Don't leave the house with the candles going. It'll be all right. Blow them out and re-wick them. Start them over again. Or trim your wicks so that you don't have the high flame dancing around, possibly throwing embers out or little pieces of spark. Make sure you do the safety thing. I think I talked with you with that before. You can't talk about it enough. Make sure that those holiday lights are not too hot so the excited babies, you know, they want to touch or the pets get too close. I actually, I don't know if I can find it quick enough, but there are certain plants that you don't want children and pets to have access to. I'll stop right here and tell you. One of them is your poinsettia trees. Poinsettias are poisonous, and it can make your holiday pretty bad. If somebody gets that white milky juice that's on the inside on their fingers and ingest that. So be real, real careful. That's just one. Let me just do it while I'm thinking about it. The dumb cane, that gorgeous green, thick trunk with the gorgeous leaves. Be careful with that one because the substances, juices in that, if ingested, can close off your windpipe. Or, you know, you'll swell up in here and you're going to end up in the ER. We don't want that. Be real careful with your plants. Check them all out before you bring them home. And I want you to enjoy everything about your holiday. Now, the poinsettia tree is native to Central America, and it's shaped, the leaves are shaped like the Star of Bethlehem. The red represents Jesus' blood. The white represents purity. And I know that some places actually spray colors like a beautiful blue. Last year I saw one, it was an incredible blue. And so just be aware. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And I will tell you something about the poinsettia tree. Most people after the holidays, if they don't know this, they see the leaves fall off and then they want to dump the tree. Just, oh, I'm done with it. Holiday's over. Look here. The poinsettia tree is just what I said. And when those leaves fall off, new growth will come out shortly after if you're patient. They'll come out in the original color that they are. If you keep that and you nurture that, it will come by spring, it'll come back full and it's going to be green. And if you put it outside, it's going to grow wonderfully. My understanding now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, 1-877-932-9766. I just want you to tell me, correct me. My understanding is that poinsettia trees are put in the dark. the reason they turn to red and white is because the leaves are starving for light. And that's so you can have your holiday cheer. And then they're sold to you with these struggling, dead, gorgeous leaves. And then after a time, and it happens, those leaves fall off because they're no longer viable and they can't live anymore when the new growth comes out that's the original color. I had three of those last year. Gorgeous, beautiful, gorgeous. And now they are approximately 3 feet tall. So if you take good care of them, you've still got yourself a nice treat. Don't be slow to throw those away. Let's see. There's a couple more here. There's Wassailing. Do you hear that song, Wassailing? I'm not singing that song. I'm not doing that. But however, Wassail is actually it's a good health wish. It's an ale. It's a mulled ale. It's made with curdled cream, roasted apples, eggs, cloves, ginger, nutmeg, and sugar. Now, it sounds like eggnog, right? I don't know if I want any Wassail. However, a good eggnog will work. Then there's another one. I wanted to make sure I share all of these with you because now I really want you to overstand that I want you to have a good holiday and I want you to use what you do to make your season bright. Christmas presents. They remind us of the gifts that were given to Jesus by the wise men. So there was frankincense and myrrh and gold, right? Frankincense is actually a perfumed substance, and it's used in Jewish worship. And as a gift, it shows that people would be using that to worship Jesus. Now, I don't know how that works, but folks use it thinking about the baby Jesus. And then gold is associated with kings, and Christians believe Jesus is the King of Kings. So that's where that comes from. Myrrh is a perfume that was put on dead bodies to make them smell nice. And as a gift, it was given to Jesus because he was destined to suffer and die. Now, dead bodies. Whew, I had to like, okay, I get it. Now, I want to do something else with you. I want to share with you what a Libby Christmas is like, or a Libby holiday, because I holiday all year long. If you want to create your own traditions, I have one. You might consider it. I have what's called Big Breakfast. And my gift to my friends, family, and associates is that you come over on the day I tell you, and you eat breakfast, and that's all day long. It's an all day into the night. Once it was two nights. Celebration. And I want you to consider that I don't listen to all kinds of Christmas music. I like the jazz Christmas music. I like brothers and sisters singing to me like Take Six and Will Downing. And Will can just lie to me and tell me how everything is going to be all right at holiday time. And I want you to overstand. Eat your good food. I do the seafood thing a lot through the holidays. Most people, you know, they got the ham, turkey, macaroni and cheese, that kind of stuff. And it's delicious. But I like the seafood thing. I like the cashews, peppermint. I do some baking. And I do things that make me feel good. Candles, all of that. What I want you to do is be sure and ensure and oversure yourself that you don't stress yourself out over the holiday season. I'm going to look forward to seeing you next year. You understand what I'm saying? Enjoy just a little bit of what it feels like to be involved with a Libby holiday.
This Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit takemefishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Bells will be ringing. We'll glad that news. Baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greeting. Once again, I will be singing, dying tonight. Christmas carol. Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night, friends and relations send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, it's Christmas time, my dear. Time of year to be with the one that I didn't want to tell me you'll never more roam. Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy. Once again,
bells will be ringing. the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friend to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Should as the stars shine above. This is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. Time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. Cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Once again.
Newborn king to see. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free.
Thank you. I want you to remember this line.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
And we mean it now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even think it goes. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose is so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? then how the reindeer loved it. As they shouted out with glee, they said, Rudolph, your red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Shouted out with glee. You should have heard him. Rudolph, your red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Christmas, baby.